I think this is a sensible move. I'd like to acknowledge the unanimous decision today by the board of the ETB. Obviously, there's still an important piece of work to be done. There are issues that need to be addressed, and it's important that they are addressed. And the big incentive now for the school, the fact that it's staying open, is to work towards growing the school, growing the numbers, and ensuring that there will be a second level provision of an Irish language school in the Inishowen Peninsula.
Do we need a definite medium to long term solution? Because we were talking about this and the future of the school back in 2013 and perhaps even before that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the year-to-year nature of this school, will it stay open, will it be staying closed, has probably lent itself to why the numbers haven't been growing, because parents who send their children to school like to know where they'll be in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, and four years' time, or whatever. So it is important that there is a short to medium term, and also to plan towards the long term.
And who does that responsibility lie with?
I think there's a mixture here. Obviously, the patron of the school is the ETB, first and foremost. That's where the main piece of responsibility is. Obviously, within the school setting itself, be it the mixture of the students, the parents, and the wider Inishowen community. But there is a role for the department, and I have spoken to the officials in the department over the last number of weeks. And in terms of resourcing, that is not an issue. But in terms of lending support and trying to work towards a more sustainable school, the department won't be found wanting. And I have got those reassurances, not just from department officials, but also from the minister.